This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you with us, as you are here with us each and every week. Appreciate you very much. Boy, I'm already getting some feedback in on the comments I made about connecting with your senators. And people are writing me saying things like, yeah, I never even thought about that. Why is it what happens in D.C. stays in D.C.? I didn't think I'm connected to it. Never even thought about it. We need to have our voice heard. So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, and one other thing to consider doing is joining the NBA or the state association and get active.
Yep. It may cost you a little money, but folks, boy, it's times like this. Thank God we got the NBA in there politically active.
Not much going on today. It's MBS prices are down a little bit. Stocks are down a little bit too, and maybe that's just a little bit of a reversal of last week's really nice week for stocks and bonds. So, and no economic data really coming out today. So, but looking at last week, it was a far less volatile week for stock and bond prices. MBS prices just had a nice steady improvement throughout the week. I think by the end of the week, they were up about 50 basis points, just slow, steady improvement. Stocks had a very good week, and boy, for anyone who got their 401k statement last week, you needed a good week. The Dow rose about 12%, a little over 12% during the week, which cut in half, just about cut in half the drop that we had seen from the high back in February before all this coronavirus drop started. So it's not there yet, obviously, but certainly a good week last week. Today, we're giving a little bit of that back. There was very little economic data last week that had any impact on the market. In fact, really nothing's impacting the market. Interesting data to come out was consumer sentiment. It fell by a record amount and kind of tells you what you would expect to hear about how the consumer's feeling. And jobless claims were huge again. Fortunately, they were a little bit lower than the week before, but they were huge again. Consumer prices, a measure of inflation, it was actually negative, mostly due to falling gas prices. And then as Les was referring to the Fed and all that it's doing to help improve the market or to keep the economy as stable as they can make it, Fed Chairman Powell on Thursday provided more information about things that the Fed is doing to add liquidity into the market and, as mentioned, trying to maintain some stability in the market. Now, looking at this week, there's a lot of data coming out. Again, not to say it's going to move the market, but it's going to be a good look at just how significant the economy has slowed. There are things like the March retail sales have come out on Wednesday. It's expected to show a 10% drop from February, so that's a huge change in retail sales. In fact, all the data that comes out is expected to show a huge drop, as you might expect. Yeah. The only thing that good will come from that is jobless claims. It's going to be a drop from what was huge numbers before. Still going to be over 5 million expected new jobless claims. And then we'll see Congress is continuing to negotiate, if you will, additional stimulus package. If that gets passed, it could be another good thing for the stock market, which could be not a real good thing for the bond market, but we'll see what they get done.
Yes, it's a lot potentially to happen this week. I think we could see significant events out there. So, good. Appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
You bet.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.